We are learning Maseches Yuma Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning seven lines from the bottom. It's like it says Om Amar over here. Om Amar, which means we just learned in the Braisa. Om Rav Yehuda. Menayim L'chomish Tefilas V'Sar Kedushin Shetoyim V'Kan Yigod V'Kash Rav Yehim. How do you know that on Yom Kippur, the Kan Yigod does five different Tefilas in the Mikvah and ten Kedushim? So Rav Yehuda brings a Pasuk. V'rochat says B'sarei B'mayim Mokam Kadosh. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Chav Gimel Chav Dalet that after they went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the Kafir HaMachta, they took off the clothing. So you see, when you switch from Big Day Love into Big Day Zav, you have to do a Tevilah. So Gemara asks, Ashkham Big Day Love on the Big Day Zav. You find this Pasuk, when you're taking off your Big Day Love on and putting on Big Day Zav, that you need a tefillah. But how do you know the other way around? Big day zav, big day lavam, and ayin. How do you know when you're switching from big day zav, big day lavam, for example, in the morning after the Tom Shoshachah, you switch to big day lavam, how do you know you need a tefillah there? What's the makar for that? Menayin. So the Gemara on top of Amabez, Tana Deber Bishmal, Kavachayim. Maybe I can make a Kavachayim. My big day zav, Shein Kay Nichnas Menachayim Lefnim, Tana Tefillah, my big day zav, which is right now I'm taking off the big day lavam and putting on big day zav. Big Day Zav is not so major. You're going to Tnai Afnim and still need a Tevilah. Big Day Lavan, Shenichnas Ben Tnai Afnim, the Big Day Lavan, the white clothing that you wear to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holiest of Holies. So there, of course you need a Tevilah. Didn't you tell him Tevilah? So Mar says, no, I can make a Perichel all the way. Ikla Mifrach. Ma'ala Big Day Zav, Shekin Kaparas Maruba. The Big Day Zav, the Kapara is more. What exactly that means is the Shalom Roshayim, but basically what it means is that you use it all year round, and you use it for all different kavanas. So the Big Day Zav are much more kapara involved than the Big Day Lavan. So the question is that maybe the Big Day Zav is better. So you know, how do you know that when you switch from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan, you need tefillah? Elo naf galeim at the Rebbe. He learns it after the pasuk of Rebbe of Ksoines Bad Kodesh Yilbash, which is told when you take off the Big Day Zav, put on Big Day Lavan, says you do a tefillah. So it comes out the two times it says in the parasha of Achei Mois, tefillah, Rabbi Yehuda needs both of them. The first one, because it's by Kodesh, Pasuk Dalid, is teaching us that we switch from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan, you need a tefillah. The Pasuk Chaf Gimel Chaf Dalid, teaching us to take off Big Day Lavan, Big Day Zav, you also need a tefillah. That's what going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's what comes out. Naf Galam with the Rebbe, from Rebbe's Pasuk. Now the world starts to analyze Rebbe. I'm a Rebbe. Menayin L'chomish Tefillahs V'asar Kedushin Shtev V'Kan Yigod L'Makash V'Yayim. How do you know, according to Rebbe, that when you switch begadim, you have to make a tefillah in the mikvah and ten kedushim. Tamaloyma ksoines bad kodesh yilbash holamarta shekol hamashanim avoid laavoida shetan tefillah. You see, when you switch from your big day zav to big day lavan, you need tefillah. So ashkam big day zav big day lavan. You find when you switch from big day zav to big day lavan, that's what we're talking about here. How do you know big day lavan big day zav menayin? How do you know big day lavan to big day zav needs a tefillah? So Gemara tries the same type of kavachaimer, just the opposite way. Tana Deber Bishmal, kavachaimer. Ma Big Day Lavan, Shein Kaparas Meruba, Ma Dach Big Day Lavan, which is not so much kapara, which is only used once a year, to Unin Tevilah, needs Tevilah, Big Day Zav, Shein Kaparas Meruba, which is all year round, ain't a Dinshatan Tevilah, doesn't that need Tevilah? So Gemara, Ikel Mifrach, no, I can say the opposite. Ikel Mifrach, Ma Big Day Lavan, Shein Kaparas Meruba, Big Day Lavan has a Maila, they go in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with it. That's why it needs Tevilah. So the Teretz is Pashut, like the Braisa says, Hainu Yogtani Vayimer, Big Day Kodesh Heim, Rachat Tzar Bamayim, to teach us that Big Day Kodesh Heim, that anything that's extra words Big Day Kodesh, to teach us that anything that's Big Day Kodesh needs a Tevilah. And obviously Rabbi Yehuda does not hold it as Rosh Big Day Kodesh, because that's why he needs also Rachat Tzar Bamayim Leveisham. So according to Rabbi, one Pasuk does it all. Pasuk Dala does it all. Teach us Sai when we switch from Big Day Zav to Big Day Love, which is Pasuk Oman, needs a Tevilah. How do you know the other way around? And all the way around, from the word Big Day Kodesh Heim, it teaches us that any time it's Big Day Kodesh, you have to switch from Tevilah to Tevilah. We're going to try to Kavachaymer. And Free Rabbi Yehuda, how you know both Tevilahs? Free Rabbi Yehuda, how you know both Tevilahs? One from the Pasuk of Barachas Es Besara Yomayim Leveisham, and the other Pasuk of Ksayas Bar Kodesh Yilbash. That's how you know the both ways of Tevilah. And Free, now we go now to Kish Steinberg line. Zorach the Gemara Vaita. V'chomish Avoidus Heim. Tom and Shal Shachar, this is the Bryce I was talking. V'chomish Avoidus Heim, Tom and Shal Shachar, Big Day Zav. The Tom and Shal Shachar use Big Day Zav. The Met Hashem, the Elm gets him kippel, no cold. We have repeated a bunch of times over here. V'chomish Avoidus Heim, Tom and Shal Shachar, Big Day Zav. Which means the first Avoidus of the day, the Kohen Gadol do a Big Day Zav. Avoidus Hayoim, Big Day Lavim. What's Avoidus Hayoim? The Parah, the Sarah, the Ktaris of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then Eloi Ve'el Ha'am, that's certain Eloi's that it brings. That's Big Day Zav. kaf umachta b'bigdei lavan, taking out the kaf umachta, he puts on his white clothing. Thomas ben Abayim, and other things, the Kataris, other things, b'bigdei zav. That's what the Brayse said. And the Brayse goes further. Menayin shekol tefilo, tefilo tzricha b'eskidushim. How do you know every tefilo needs two kiddush daim regalayim? Tamalayim, the pasuk says, u'pashat v'rachat, v'rachat v'lavash. That's the pasuk chav gimel chav dala that we said, that Rabbi Yehuda learns of a tefilo, he doesn't need a tefilo, he has b'bigdei kaidushim. So he uses this pasuk to teach us the din of kiddush daim regalayim. It says pasha v'rachat, it says v'rachat twice, but we learn pasha to go on pasha v'rachat, v'rachat v'lavash. You need two kiddush daim regalayims. So Gemara has a kasha. Lamaisa hyper tefila ksiv. It says by tefila. It says v'rachat b'sarei b'mayim. It says hands and feet. It says b'sarei. So how can you say that it's still on kiddush daim regalayim? And for the Gemara. Vayna inyan l'tvila the nafka b'gdei kaidushim. We already learned it out. So we don't need it. So inyan l'kiddush. We'll use it for kiddush daim v'raglayim. So frek the Gemara v'luchta v'rachman l'loshen kiddush. Let the Torah say it in the correct way. Say it l'loshen kiddush. Why say it b'tvila? And for the Gemara ha'kamas one teaches a halacha that tvila k'kiddush. That a regular tvila, as you know, hilchas tvila is like it's the kiddush daim v'raglayim on your kippur lis. Ma kiddush makom kadosh, just like kiddush is the makom kadosh, it has to be kiddush daim regalayim from the kir or from the kitin shalzav, it has to be makom kadosh. Af tefila also has to be makom kadosh. Has to also be makom kadosh. And there's an interesting Rashi. Rashi asked the kasha. We know the first one. Why? The first one was a chayil, not in the kiddush. Only the last one in kiddush. So Rashi says the maskal ma kiddush makom kadosh. Rashi says. The lav daraisi. Very interesting lashon lav daraisi. Because Rav Kivega asked that we said the five tefillas are lachem Moshe Sinai. So it's a little bit of an aura. But kaponim, it's the first tefilla is just for getting into the Beis Hamikdash. That doesn't have to be a kaddish. That's not the same like the other ones. Kaponim, what?
Real
tefillah
is
machmas mechavas ayam. Right, mechavas ayam. Yeah. I know. The kasha is that he says it's lav deraisa. He writes because coming to Beis Hamikdash, but isn't that halacha Moshe Messina? The five tefillas. That's where Kiri gets kasha. That should be deraisa. Hakaponim, we're going according to now Rebbe. We have Rebbe very clear. Has whole say the hayoyim, how he learned tefillah, how he learned kiddush daim v'raglayim. It's very clear. Rabbi Yehuda, kiddush menala. If you're Rabbi Yehuda, learns both shokim for tefillah. How you know kiddush? So he spoke out four already. Rabbi Yehuda, kiddush menala. Nafkalei loizer Rabbi Shimon. What's the loizer Rabbi Shimon? It's a kav v'chaymer. Learns that from a kav v'chaymer kiddush menala. They learn a kav v'chaymer. That's how we know loizer Rabbi Shimon is a kav v'chaymer. It's a kav v'chaymer. That's a kiddush regalayim, and that's the makar according to Rabbi Yehuda. The kav v'chaymer was that just that madach. Every time you don't need tefila, you need kiddush daim regalayim. So for sure over here, you'll need kiddush daim regalayim with tefila. So tomorrow vayta om rav chista. Now, Rebbe, if you look at Rebbe's drasha, it says, upashat v'rachatz v'rachatz v'lavash. What does it sound like? It sounds like you do two kiddush regalayim in the middle. That means you always do without clothing. You take off your clothing, you do kiddush regalayim. You go into the mikvah, come out, do kiddush daim regalayim, and then we put on the clothing. This is not like anyone. We have before in yesterday's block, look at our mayor and the rabbanon. Rameyer's shita is, you do one after you take off your clothing, and the other one after you put on your clothing. That's Rameyer's shita. Rabbanon hold, you do both while you're closed. The first one before you get undressed, and the last one after you get dressed. Rebbe is like no one. Because Rebbe sounds like both are in the middle. Both varachats are in the middle. That's what sounds like for Rebbe. So that's Rav Chista comes to. Rav Chista, how the Rebbe mafka with the Rav Meir, mafka with the Rabbanon. This Rav Chista is not like Rav Meir, not like the Rabbanon. The Ilu Rabbanon Amri Kushu Lavash Mekadesh. He says you always closed while doing Kiddush Raglayim. V'iu Omar, and Rebbe says both of them when you're unclosed, clothed. V'iu Omar Kushu Poishu Mekadesh. When you take off the clothing's off, you do the Kiddush Raglayim. So that's not like Rabbanon, and not like Rameyer either. Why? Mafka Rameyer, neither Rameyer, Omahach Kiddush Basra, at least the second one, Kishu Lovash Makaj, you're wearing clothing when you're doing the Kiddush Dar Gulayim. Viyu Oman, he says, Kishu Paish Makaj, it sounds like both Kiddush Dar Gulayim are in the middle. So the Gemara, that's what Rav Chista says. So Rav Achavi Yaakov says, no, Rebbe doesn't have to be arguing both Rameyer and Rabbanon. He could stim like the Rabbanon, let's say, Omar Rav Achavi Yaakov, Hakom Moidim, in Kishim, at least or Gamei, or whatever. Amar Rav Achav Yaakov, I call Moedim Bekida Sheini Shalavash Bacham Akadish. Everyone agrees, even Rebbe agrees, that Kiddush Daim V'Raglayim, that's the second one at least, is done when you're wearing the Begadim ready. Why? My timer. What's the Makar? Amar Krav, Pasuk says, Oy begishton elam mizbeach. The pasuk by Rav Kirshdar Maglaim says begishton elam mizbeach. It's mashma misha inam chus el gisha. The only thing you're missing is getting to the mizbeach. We all ready. Besides this, that's, if you don't have clothing on, you're missing levisha v'gisha. So definitely the second kiddush has to be while you're wearing clothing. So it comes out that according to Rav Acha, Rebbe, that says, it doesn't mean that it's dafka before. It just means while you get it, put on clothing. So it means afterwards also. So if he's there, Rebbe technically could seem like a rabbanon also. Even the first barachah, it also means when you're clothed, wearing clothing. It's not dafka, who he holds like. Basically, Rebbe, no, who he holds like. And you learn out from begishtam mazbeach, this din, that you have to be clothed while we're kirshtam aglayim. Agav, this moral still kasha on the brisker of, who learns that the kirshtam aglayim on your kippah is a different din. If it's a different din, why are you learning after regular kiddush d'raglaim? So this din, out wearing clothing, is new kiddush d'raglaim. You have to know. So I didn't think this is a big kasha on the brisker of. He might ask it himself. I didn't look at the shtickle. Zogin Maravaita. Omalei Rav Acha b'rei d'rava l'Rav Ashi. Loi Rav Chista is to Rav Acha. We had here Machlokes Rav Chista and Rav Acha. What's Rebbe Shita? Is the Barachat in the middle or afterwards? So, and the, Rav Acha had a drasha from Begishta Mel Mezbeach, Mishen Mechus El Gisha. So Rav Acha Berei the Rava is going to say to Rav Ashi is that if Rav Chista held of Rav Acha, that means Rav Chista holds both barakas is there in the middle. There's two kiddush d'raglaim in between the levishas, and he also held of Rosh of Begishto Mazbeach would come out in the three kiddushim. Only Rav Acha Berei the Rava the Rashi. Lo Rav Chista is to Rav Acha. Rav Chista doesn't hold of Rav Acha. Lo Rav Acha is to Rav Chista. Them came if they hold of each other. Them came the Rebbe Havalu Chamesa Kedushim. Then there'll be 15 Kedushim every day. Why? Because every time you switch clothing, you need 3 Kedushim. That means one Mandiyama says Rav Chista said the two Varachas is mean in between. The other Mandiyama says right before you get to Mizbeach, you have to have the last thing before Mizbeach got to be a Kiddush Daimaglayim. If you hold of both drashas, it'll come out. You always have 3 for every switch. So 3 times 5 is 15. It'll be 15 different kiddush d'raglaim. So it must be Rav Chista and Rav Acha arguing, which is pretty obvious. We learn the Gemara that the way our Gemara is set up, that they're arguing. I guess the Bali Gemara put it that way. But Rav Acha was saying that these two members are arguing with each other because they can't both hold each other. If not, you'll have 15 different tefillos. So I'll take Gemara about it. Then the Mishnah going further of the day, the day of Yom Kippur. The first thing, the Talmud. What do you do with the Talmud? Which begadol do you use for Talmud? Big Day Zahav. So you put on your Big Day Zahav, you came to the Beis Hamikdash in the morning, you put on your Big Day Zahav, and the first avodah of the day is the Talmud. Heviuloi is the Talmud, the Mishnah says, Karatza, he shechted it, and someone else finished the Shechita. Why did someone else finish the Shechita? He has to Kabbalah Saddam. Zog Gemara, it says Lashon Karatza here. What does that mean? My karatza. What does karatza mean? I've heard that word. I heard the word shachtai. Karatza? What's karatza mean? Amaula lishta katalu. It's a lishta of killing. Amar Nachmai. The what? The mishnah.
Why are you using this?
Why? Not why. What does it mean? What's taich?
That's a little question.
No.
Why are you using
that? I don't know already. That we don't know why I use it. But what's taich? Amaula lishta de katalu. It's a lishta of killing. Omer Nachma Yitzchak, my kra, where do you see the pasuk kratzai means? Where do you see it means killing? The pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, it says, Egla Yefei Pia Mitzrayim Keretz Mitzafon Bava. That's what it says in the pasuk. And my mashma, what's Taich's pasuk? Can we targum Ravesh? We know Ravesh was a big bucky in Targum. So he taiched Malko Yoi Hava Mitzrayim. The nation of Mitzrayim, the Malchus of Mitzrayim, was a very nice nation at that time. And Amimim Ketulim Mitzvuna Yesin Allah. Bavel, which coming from the north, will come and capture them. So it says Ketulim, will go kill them. And it says, the pasuk, Keretz Mitzafon, the murderers are coming from Mitzafon. So you see, Keretz Lashon of killing. So I think more about it. The Kratzer Bekama, how much of the animal do you shecht? Does the Kohen Gadol shecht? Amaula b'rayu shnayim, rayva v'tu semanim, which is called the shechita, because he has to do the shechita. If someone else does a ma'isa shechita, that would be an iser to do. Everything is done in the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol can't do anything. So he does the Rav Shnayim. Chim Rav Yechon and Rav Shnayim. V'afer Shlok Hashav Rav Shnayim. He also holds these Rav Shnayim. It's coming to Allah Fuke to exclude the Gevura Sari says. Coming to exclude that you don't have to do the entire Simanim. You know, Rav Shnayim is enough. We thought maybe Mirik would mean to do the Vridin, to Shech the juggler also. But he would do the whole Simanim, all the Simanim, which means the Veshet and the Kana. Lamaisa, Rav Shnayim is enough. What's the Raya? What do you see from Rav Shlokosh like that? Don't Rav Shlokosh. Shlokosh is a question in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah it says in Chulin that Rubay Shal Echad is enough, which means Rav of a Simon is enough. You need two altogether, but each Simon, a Rav of a Simon is like a Kulai. And then the Mishnah goes further and says, Rav Echad Bai, Rav Shnayim Mehema. Why do you have to add that on? Omar Shlokosh, the Mishnah says, Rav Shach Kamayu, that Rav is Kekulai, Rav is like whole. Most of it is like the whole thing. Lama Shinina, why is the Mishnah have to give an example? Rav Echad Ba'ayv Rav Shnayim Behema. So Rav Shlokosh answers, the Fisha Shaninu, since we learned in Masechtas Yuma, Havilu as a Tamid, they brought the Tamid to the Kohen Gadol, Kratzai, Umirka Echa Shchita Yadai, he shechted it, and someone else finished the Shchita, Vekivas Adam Hazarka, Yachol Loi Merik Yepasol, you would think maybe if the Kohen had it, did not finish it off of the apostle. So where are Ryan interjects? What do you mean? Yachol loy Mary gay apostle? Him kain how levayda v'achar? If it would be possible at the mirak, it'll come out that someone else is doing the avayda. But tayel into the brisa. Kol avayis yom kippurim ain't a kasher is el boy. It has to be dafka with the kain gadol avayis yom kippurim. So Mara says hakam. This was Rosh Lakish's tayel. Hakam yachol gay apostle v'rabanan. Maybe you would think. If you just learned our Mishnah and Yuma, you would think if a Kohen Hedit is not Mirik, it doesn't finish it off, maybe it's possible with the Rabbanon. Kach Shinino, that's what Mishnah Chulin says, Roiv Echad Ba'if, Roiv Shnayim Behema. That's what Mishnah Chulin says, Roiv Echad Ba'if, Roiv Shnayim Behema is enough. That means to refer to Yuma, it's enough. So that's what you see, so you already see from here, that Roiv Shnayim is enough, you don't need Kula, you see from this Rosh Lakish. But the Mara's Akasha, the Chimi Achad, the Philip Sum, the Rabbanon Lekka, if without finishing it off, it's not even possible. Rabbanon, lomali lumarik. Why do you finish it off? Why taka do you finish it off? And for the Gemara, it's mitzvah lumarik. It's a special mitzvah to take out all the dam yafa, like Rashi says. Therefore, it's a mitzvah lumarik. Now, what would be the have a meaning that we possible midr Rabbanon without mirak? We know that Rav Shnayim is a good shchita. So Rashi explains that by chulin maybe we're enough for Rav. But maybe for Kachem you'd have to mirik. Why? Because by Kachem everything's the dam. So if you have it, it's Psil Dar Bottom. Kamashlon, the Mishnah, in Chulin, Rav Shnayim is enough. Even by Kachem it's enough. Even with Dar Bottom. And the whole din of mirik is only the mitzvah. It's only to finish it off, the mitzvah, to have more dam.